Thoughts for this Sunday is the recognition that when Mala said, you know, we have this festival of light, it wasn't very difficult to find scriptures that would speak of light in the Hebrew or the Greek scriptures. In fact, if I were schooled in the Quran, I would have no trouble finding scriptures that talk about light there, or in Buddhism, or in Hinduism, and obviously, or in Judaism. Clearly, these scripture, this concept of light and the presence of the light resonating and living within us is something that we find throughout religious traditions in this world. And in fact, what I wanted to do is I started to take a little bit of a look at different places and the ways in which we say hello and we greet one another, and the ways in which this very concept of what Diwali is all about is really cross-cultural, cross-faith. So for instance, you know, the Prophet Muhammad, one of the things that he said was, you will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. Shall I tell you about something which, if you do it, will make you have love for one another? Greet each other with salam. Salam. Peace. So in Arabic, the word for peace is salam. In fact, if we were in an Arab country and we were saying hello to one another, we would say, assalamu alaikum. And then the person would respond back and would say, wa alaikum assalam. And it would be, peace, my peace I share unto you, and peace I give back to you. And it is a sharing of that peace that we would do in an Arabic country. So for just a minute, listen to the words, assalam, say that with me, assalam, wa alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
And in response, wa alaikum.
Assalam.
So I want you to turn to somebody right now and remember what you are sharing at this moment is peace, salam. But it is a peace that does not necessarily just generate from yourselves. Of course, it is a peace that comes to us from God. And so as the Prophet Muhammad said, if you are going to love one another, begin by saying peace to each other, because from within, that peace that God has given to you, you shall share with one another. So, assalam walekum, walekum assalam. Try that with your neighbor. All right. Now, I went and consulted with some Muslim friends of mine, and I said, so how weird would that be that we're in church, a bunch of Christians saying assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam, and say, well, it would be a little bit weird. Not something that you would never normally do, but it's not something that would be inappropriate. And what she said is really interesting, is that when we say alaikum at the end, it is actually a plural, even though we are saying it to an individual. It's a plural because what we are actually saying is the peace of the entire community be with you, and the peace of the entire community be shared with one another. And so even if it's just between two people, you are always saying peace with a plural as we are encompassing the whole community. Okay, so next, what I'm going to end up having you all do is we're going to be doing a little bit of moving here, unless you feel rooted to your seat. And if you feel rooted to your seat, as some of us are and choose to be, that's perfectly fine. But if you feel good enough to get up and stand around, we will. Not just yet, but we will in just a minute. Because the word in peace is what in Arabic? Salam, right? The word for peace in Hebrew is what? Shalom. They are both Semitic languages. Words come from the exact same root. And so when you wish shalom to one another, if you were in Israel or if you were in a Jewish context or really in any other context, when you are wishing shalom to one another, you are wishing that peace. And just like when we talk about it from the Arabic context, from the Muslim context, that when we are wishing that peace, it is not just peace that I have generated, but is indeed peace that comes to us first from God. We wish peace to one another, that is as if we have taken the peace of God, it has come within us, and now we share it to the community. So when we say shalom, we are not just saying we wish for the absence of conflict. That is a very narrow definition of peace. We are really looking at for wholeness and integrity. And when we wish shalom, it is for an individual or for a community to be fully at peace. And what is really interesting is what is today. Today is the Sabbath in our tradition. Kirsten and I were blessed a number of years ago to become very good friends with a Jewish family who began to invite us to come for Sabbath dinner, for Shabbat dinner on Friday nights. The Sabbath in the Jewish tradition begins not in the light of the morning, but actually at dusk of the night before. So as you look into the sky and when you can see three stars in the sky, the Sabbath has begun. And on that Sabbath day, you then, and we love this, we would come over for Shabbat dinner, and our friend Nancy would help us. We would light candles. We would begin with the chant, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, and then we would light candles, and the candles would bring light into the evening there, and the wisping that is coming up from the candles, Nancy and Kirsten would go like this, and Nancy would remind us, we have moved from secular time to Shabbat time. We have moved from the time that the world operates to a time instead in which we operate in the time of God, in a time of peace, in a time of love, in a time of generosity, and we luxuriate in that moment. For as God created the world in 6 days, the scriptures tell us on the seventh day God rests, and so too shall we rest in the glory and the beauty of God's creation. And the way that we would begin that with one another would be come over, and we would say to one another, Shabbat Shalom. The peace of the Sabbath be with one another. So what I'm going to ask you all to do now is I'm going to ask those who wish to rise, and I'm going to ask you to move around, and I'm going to ask you simply to wish Shabbat Shalom to one another. And what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to migrate back to your seat, but you're going to actually allow yourself to be in a new place after you have wished Shabbat Shalom to a few people. So let us rise together and wish Shabbat Shalom, the peace of the Sabbath, be with one another. Shabbat Shalom. Don't forget to migrate if you can. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my friend. Shabbat Shalom. All right, Andrew, will you hit me a couple of notes? Shabbat Shalom. All right, wherever you are is where you are supposed to be. If there is a seat nearby you, take a seat. If there's not a seat nearby you, stand there. Be happy where you're standing. Shabbat Shalom. Well, this is the problem with a service like today. Once you release you all to go say hello, how do I get you back? All right. So some have migrated back to their seats. Others have not. So, which is lovely. This being the day of Diwali that we are celebrating, What do you think might be the word that people share with one another if we were perhaps in India at this time? What would be the one word that we would say? Namaste, right? So if we were to say namaste to one another, one of the things that is so utterly lovely about that word namaste is that namaste recognizes in the words that are there the light that is within, the divine spirit that is within. And when we say namaste to one another, we are literally wishing the light that is within, or the light that is within me is saluting the light that is within you. The spirit of the divine that is within me is saluting the spirit of the divine that is within you. And so whether you are in a yoga class and at the end of the yoga class you say namaste to one another, or whether you are in a strange church gathering in which we are looking at different Hindu celebrations and we say namaste to one another, recognize that what we are saying at that moment is we are not just saying three syllables. We are looking into one another's soul. We are recognizing in one another's soul and one another's spirit is the very essence of the divine, the very light of God. And when we say namaste, we are indeed saluting that divine in one another. And we do it very simply by putting our hands together. We allow our hands to be focused up towards the heavens. And we put them together and we bow to one another and we say namaste. And so since we are all settled down and we need to get up again, let us stand and let us move around again and wish namaste to one another. Namaste, my friend.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste, my friend. Namaste. Where is lovely Elaine? Namaste, my friend. Namaste, Lisa. Nice to have you with us again. Namaste, my friend. Nice to see you. Namaste. All right, you can begin to find your way back to a seat that you can find, wherever that seat may be. So, where is the lovely Elaine? Elaine, our moderator Elaine, where are we? That's you. You're here to help me with the next part, and you don't know this. No. Elaine has no idea what we're about to do, so... No, stay exactly where you are, Lauren. Some people follow directions and don't migrate back to their seat like I asked. Others are, you know, it's really hard. Don't move my cheese. I have a seat where I sit, all right? And your purse is back there, and my mom is watching your purse for you, so you're all as well. Tutu, go ahead. Feel free to sort of rifle through it and check what's in there. So the wonderful thing about being in Hawaii is we have our own words, right? And as powerful a word is namaste, to salute the light that is within, as powerful a word as shalom and salem, that recognizes the peace of God that is within each of us, we have a similar word here in Hawaii, aloha, right? And aloha is such an incredibly powerful word that it cannot even be encompassed. It would take sermon upon sermon upon sermon to talk about it. But it is so deep and so spiritual, you can understand why some of us, it really grates on us when aloha has become just simply, hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Take care. See you later. Or to be this thing where somebody in front says, aloha, and we're supposed to respond back with this uproarious hello. Would you imagine that we would be somewhere in the Indian subcontinent and we would go, namaste, assalamu alaikum? We wouldn't do that because we recognize the power and the beauty and the deep meaning of the word aloha. Ha is breath, but it's not just breath, it's the divine breath. Alo is to be present, to present the breath of the divine to one another. And so oftentimes in Hawaii, traditionally, when you say aloha, it's not just, hey, aloha. You know, it is to actually exchange that breath. And so I'm going to embarrass Elaine. She doesn't know this at this moment, but the traditional way is to honi with one another, is to put your forehead to each other and then to breathe in as you share aloha. Are you okay with this? All right. Aloha. And so I want to invite you, that may be a little bit more than some of you wish to do. That's perfectly fine. But for those who feel comfortable, to put your forehead to one another, to present the essence of the divine, the breath of God, and to share that with one another is to share aloha with one another. Just as we have shared the divine spirit, the divine light, the divine peace, we share the divine breath with one another. So migrate one more time and allow yourself to say a blessed aloha to each other. Blessings, my friend. Aloha. It is. Aloha. 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 Hello, my friend. Aloha. Aloha. All right, one more time. Find a seat wherever you are. I have to tell you, part of the joy of pulling together this day was just imagining this moment and watching people move around and watching people give various, physically use their body to share the presence of God with one another. You may have noticed that typically in our worship service on a Sunday morning, we have our time with our keiki, and then as the keiki leave, it is when we pass the peace. We didn't do that today. We didn't do that today so we could do that now. But think about what we have just been talking about. We've been talking about sharing the peace of God with one another. Shalom, salem. We have been talking about sharing the light of God with one another. Namaste. The very breath of God with one another. Aloha. And if there's something that we could do that would maybe grab it all together, it would be able to share the peace of Christ with one another. And why do I say that? Because what we understand in our faithful understandings is that from the moment of creation, the presence of the Christ is within all. The presence of the Christ, which is that peace that passes all understanding, that love that is utterly unconditional, that joy is without bounds. All of that is given to all that is in. In fact, we recognize that God is in everything. Julian of Norwich, 12th century mystic, used to say that God is in everything. God is in that which we even smell. So imagine when we have put our heads together and we have breathed in as we have said aloha and we have done a honi with one another, we are taking in the breath and the very smell of the divine. God is in that which we taste. So when we come together next Sunday and we share the Eucharist and we have the bread and the wine that come straight from the elements of what God has created, in that very taste we are tasting the divine, the creative spirit that has been there from the very beginning. God is in the touch and the feel. When we wrap our arms around one another in love, when we take another person's hand, when we do that, we are finding the presence of God in everything. And so when we pass the peace of Christ, imagine what we are doing is we are forming habits. And if we are doing this week in and week out, day in and day out, and you put your hand out to a person and you say the peace of Christ to that person, you wrap them in a hug, and if they are a person that you are in disagreement with, the nature of that disagreement may very well change because you have exchanged that peace. If you are in a relationship with a person for whom there is a need for forgiveness and you extend your hand and you say the peace of Christ to wish the very essence of the presence of God into that person and to receive it from that other person, you have seen that person in a different light. If we are really good about not using passing the peace as a way to just say, hi, how are you? Haven't seen you for a while. If you're not like I do sometimes going, oh my gosh, Ejito, I've got something I need to share with Ejito. I've got a moment. During the passing of the peace, I'm going to tell him that thing. If instead you don't do that, but instead you are intentional about passing the peace, recognizing that the very peace of Christ, the very peace of God is within you, and you are sharing it with one another, it changes the nature of your relationship. It changes. And if we then understand that our call in life is to pass that peace, not just with one another, but into a community, to share the light, to share the breath, to share that peace, we are allowing ourselves to be the building blocks of a whole new different way of being. So one last time, and now you can migrate to the seat where your purse is or wherever you need to be. Go around, shake hand, hug, whatever you need to do, but pass the peace of Christ to one another. Peace of Christ.
Peace of Christ be with you.